It's hard to describe exactly where we are, but as Hashem, I know where we're going, and there's so much to do, and there's so many important things to learn. It's hard to be mitzamsem in this inyan. We were talking the past few weeks. We were learning in the Elisha about the Koach HaDimyon and from imagination. And from there, I felt it was important that we spend some more time understanding the pnimius of what's the Koach HaNadam, since it affects all of our writers. We're going to see, Mitzvah, over the coming months, some very, very remarkable things about how we're affected by this, and how our entire picture of the Mitzvah is inaccurate. And we were learning the definition in Chassidus of the Koach HaNadam, so the Rambam. We spoke about the Rambam last time. Chitzonius have been, Pnimius have been, and so on. At the very end, 2 weeks ago, the last year, at the very end, we entered into we just opened the door a little bit into the world of Rabbi Nachman and this sugya, which, as I said, is a very, very, very big inyan of Rabbi Nachman's teachings, Rabbi Nosson, the inyan of Dimyan, of Koach HaNadam, since Rabbi Nachman identifies the Yetzer Hara as the Koach HaNadam. He said we shouldn't really call it the Yetzer Hara, we should call it the Koach HaNadam. That means all ra, all evil in the world and all evil in our lives, is the result of this koach, this energy that's called the energy of imagination. It's also the source of prophecy and greatness and creativity and art and literature and music and so on. But when it's misused, it's the source of all ra. It creates the delusion that tears us away from the truth. And the greatest truth of all is what lies inside each and every one of us, which is the side of it all that we're talking about. The past 2 years, Menuchas HaNefesh. In order to achieve Menuchas HaNefesh, to come to the deepest, deepest understanding of who the Ani is. Who are we? And what are the Koach HaNefesh that we have? Because only when a person lives within himself and with his Koach HaNefesh can he achieve Menuchas HaNefesh. That's the only way it's possible, when you are who you're supposed to be. So we just started a little bit to touch the world of Rabbi Nachman. I'm not going to, I promised myself that I wouldn't let myself be swept away in that world of Rabbi Nachman's Torahs on the Koach HaNadam, because Be'emes, there's no end to it. There's no end. And I just want to, a little bit, we'll taste it, a drop. Because there's so much to do. There's so much to do. What I said a moment ago, and this is where we ended 2 weeks ago, is that Rabbi Nachman teaches in all of his writings, and Rabbi Nosson, of course, faithfully explains his Rebbe's teachings, when a person looks at his life in that way, of chitzonius habina, in the way that we were talking about, Koach HaNadam, remember? Chitzonius have been external understanding, superficial way of gazing at the world and at oneself. Taking some little things that are familiar and piece-working and coming up with something that's not real. That's what we were talking about from the Rambam and so on. When a person looks at his own life and at the world in that way, in the way of Chitzonius Habina, the external use of understanding, Koach HaNadam, imagination. When a person looks at the world in such a way, the conclusions, Rabbi Nachman says, that he reaches are very, very disturbing. The conclusions are atzlus, sadness, yeyush, despair. Why? So Rabbi Nachman teaches over and over again, especially in his stories, which we'll talk about one of the stories in a few minutes. Rabbi Nachman teaches over and over again that the chitzonius of the world the way that it appears on the surface, the way that we imagine it, the way that we imagine it, because what we see is not the way it really is. The way that we imagine the world, Ibn Ahmed says, is taka very depressing. He called it a Gehenna. As we mentioned many times, Ibn Ahmed said, I never saw the next world, I don't know. He says, this world, if you tell me that this is a world that we're living in, he says, all I've ever seen is Gehenna. So Ibn Ahmed said, how does that stim, how does that work together with the person, for the same person who said, mitzvah gedayla yes besimcha talmud, and everything is simcha, I mean, he didn't make that up, but he was constantly mechazik in the kuda of simcha. How does one live with simcha in a world that Rabbi Nachman himself says is completely Gehenna? Completely Gehenna. And anybody who imagines that the world is not Gehenna, not only that, if you imagine that it's not, then you're for sure doomed to misery. You have to know that it's Gehenna. So then how does that work with Rabbi Nachman's philosophy of joy? Of living mamish in simcha every minute of one's life, simcha. Because Ibn Achim says, the chitzoinyas of the world, the way the world appears to the eye that is not discerning, to the eye that is caught up in the imagination of chitzoinyas habina, the world is filled with despair and darkness and misery. Ein bayis asher ein shameis, as we just read today, there isn't a house without, God forbid, some sorrow, some problem, some difficulty. Ein bayis asher ein shameis. So what's the joy that Ibn Achman is talking about? So Ibn Achman over and over says that when a person learns, this is what we're going to be talking about in Mitzvah Shem for many months, how to do this, that when a person learns how to look at the world realistically, and to learn to see with Pnimiyus Habina, and we're going to try to learn how to do that, with Pnimiyus Habina, then a person is, only then is a person able to see the Toiv Mamash, that everything is Toiv. Everything is Toiv. On the outside, Gehenna. There's a couple of nice things, you know, so you see a nice park, and you go to the Grand Canyon, and then you see you're at a chasna, and everything's gewaldig. Even under the chuppah, they're already breaking glasses. It's already shame. Under the chuppah. And if you're looking for your joy in any of the things of this world that you imagine will bring you joy, Ibn Achim says over and over again, Gehenna mamash. You do it. The Gehenna. Not Gehenna after this world. The Gehenna in this world. Only a person who is able to look with the eyes of Pnimiyus Habina, which we're going to talk a lot about, is able to see in himself the Toiv, the good in himself. Elokai, my neshama is santi tahiri. Elokai, my neshama is good. I've done a million bad things in my life. I'm kulay Toiv. Underneath all of that, kulay Toiv. Everything on the surface is a dimyan mamash. But I did those things. We'll talk about it. Of course you did those things. And you have to repair that. But that's not the essence of who you are, Chas v'Shalom. That's not who you are. You imagine yourself to be an evil person. You imagine yourself to be selfish. You imagine yourself to be, God forbid, a balkas, to be a baltaiva, anger and tailus and so on. So you imagine yourself to be. And you madama milsa la milsa, you make all kinds of comparisons. And especially if there are people who have confirmed your horrible opinion about yourself. You're taka worthless. Or a Rebbe that said, and there was a Rebbe that I had growing up that used to tell boys that he didn't like, you're a goy. You're not Jewish. You say things like that. No, that weighs heavily upon a child's heart. Something like that. To say you're terrible, you're this, you're that. To hear the shyness, people grew up in homes with the parents, used to shyness, and teachers and parents, and you get battered by these things, and then you begin to identify yourself that you're talking no good. And then you try to go for help, and you go to somebody, you go to a therapist, and he tries to show you 1,000 reasons why you're talking good. But none of those reasons are why you're really good. Because in all of those things, let's say you go back to your mother who was always saying horrible things about you, and you go, Ma, I'm finally free from your poison. You know why? I went to the therapist, and the therapist told me I'm not so bad. It must be, hey, let me hear what the therapist said. And then you start to say, oh, what the therapist said, and your mother says, come on, I know you for 50 years. I'm going to tell you something. That's not the pshat, this is the pshat. This is the pshat, and then she'll bring you 45 rayas, how you talk a bit. And then you say, I can't believe it. I just blew $200 by the therapist, and I'm still a Russia. After I went to the therapist, I came home, I'm still a Russia, because my mother has, she's got everything on me. And she could turn it and twist it and make it a million ways. And I'm still dead. And I'm still trying to earn a little bit of her approval. I'm licking the floor for my mother and my father to say, you're not so bad, you're not so schlecht. I'm looking around like Nebuch, like a dog, like a cat, looking to look for a crumb of tariv. So then he said, that's not a good therapist. I go to a different therapist, and the different therapist will find Lucifer is why you're good. And you feel good. You feel good. You feel good on Wednesday between 4 and 4:45. Then afterwards, you come back and say, Ma, I'm not afraid of you anymore. I'm good. You're good? It's not schlechter. And I'm going to tell you what you did from the time you're in this world. And it's nothing. There's no therapist that can fix 20, 30, 40, 50 years of schlechtkeit, you understand? It's Gehenna. People are living in Gehenna. When a person enters into the world of Pnimiyus Havina, which we're going to go Be'ezus Hashem together, we're going to go there. We're going to go there. When you go into the world of Pnimiyus Havina, and you come to the Oimek of the Emes of the truth of who you are, there's nobody in the world who could tear down the truth of Neshamus Nesatavi Tahayuhi. Nobody in the world. If you believe in the Rebbeinu Shlomo, and if you believe that he gave you a neshama, and that he's a chelek elokam yimal mamish inside of you, then you know that not only the ra, not only what you see in yourself and others have shown you to be, not only is that a dimyon, not only is that a delusion and an imagination, but even the ra in the world, even the evil in the world, is also from the koyach hamadam. It's a distortion. All evil, listen carefully, it's because it's such a big yisoid, and I'm not doing it justice with our regular achas. Over the years in different shmuz and different shiurim, I wouldn't know how to bring these things together from when and what I spoke, because all the silly names I give, I don't know what it means. Even when I look back at the shiurim, I don't know what I was talking about, you know. But this Indian I've spoken about many times over the years, and it really needs much more time. When a person looks into the depths of Torah, and it's not easy, when you look into Pnimiyus of Torah, there's a remarkable thing that you find there. In the Sefer Yetzirah, Avraham Avinu, in the Sefer Yetzirah, the Book of Creation, in the Sefer Yetzirah, evil, Ra, has a very interesting name. In the Sefer Yetzirah, evil, full evil, is called Tumurasai Shel HaTov. Tumurasai Shel HaTov. The word Tumura means Lahamir, Tumura means a substitute, exchange, impasta. A substitute, an exchange. Evil doesn't have its own existence. Evil does not have its own existence. Evil is called Tmurasa Shel HaTov. These are the words, it can be a sentence from the Sefer Yetzirah, a sentence. Those who are interested, we look, yeah, it's Rabbi Arya Kaplan, Zechar Levracha, translated the Sefer Yetzirah, and you can get Tmuras Chachmi Ivelis. The exchange, the Tmura, it's not such a good word, exchange. It must be a fancy word. You know, my parents paid a lot of money for me to learn, but I don't remember it anymore. But the tamura, the exchange, the substitute, the impasta, of chachma, of wisdom, is ivelus. Ivelus means foolishness. Foolishness is the tamura, It's not the absence of Chachma, it's the Tmura of Chachma. It's the imposter. It's the exchange, Tmura. Tmura is Oyshir Oyni. The Tmura of wealth is poverty. Tmura is Chayim Mavos. The exchange, the substitute, the phony, the imposter. Tmura's chayim of life, mavos, is death. Tmura's shalom, this Masechet Tziv. Tmura's shalom, the tmura of peace, milchama, is war. Tmura's chayim, the tmura of beauty, kiur, is ugliness, and so on. It's a whole list. In the writings of one of the greatest of our Mekubalim, the Ramak, of Moshe Kodavero, Schusi Again Aleinu. But Moshe Kodavero, in his famous Sefer in Pardis, remind him that Moshe Kodavero has a whole section, don't try to buy it or read it, but there's a whole section in the Pardis, remind him, it's called Shar HaTmuris. Shar HaTmuris. The gate of exchanges, of Tmuris. It's all about evil. Shara Tmuris. What does that mean? We're going to talk much, we'll see from Rabbi Yochanan Baz Hashem next week. We'll go back to the Balimutz, we'll see from Rabbi Yochanan. Very, very posh. It means that Ra, all of these types of Ra, these are all categories of Ra, poverty, and foolishness, leading up to death and so on. All of these are categories of Ra, of bad. Ra does not have any true existence. Ra, evil, has no true existence. Chazal say, Ein Ra Yared Milamala. It cannot be. God is good. And there is no evil that descends from above. That's a shocking statement. It says in the Pesukim, Yetzirah v'Chashavayis, Ezer Shalom v'Varei Ra. Hashem created evil. Certainly created the possibility of evil. And yet Chazal say, Ein Ra Yored Milamala. Ra doesn't come down as Ra from Shemayim. Well, something happens at some point. Because we learned that Nachum says the world is Gehenna. And we have a world that's filled with poverty and foolishness and death and war. When did that happen? How does that happen? Ein ra yored milamala. Ein ra yored milamala. So the Ramak and all the tzaddikim teach. And it's hard unless a person, we're going to learn how to see things this way, Bezer Hashem. I don't want to make a promise, but we have to stick together. And we're going to learn how to see things the right way. But the Svarim HaKadoshim tell us, and it's going to be hard to hear it in the beginning, the Svarim tell us that all that Ra is, all that evil is a distorted view, a distorted way of looking at good. It's a mistaken, distorted, imagined impression, perspective that we have of good. With the Koyach HaDimyon that we've been talking about, imagination, Chitzoinius Habina, external, superficial, and shallow understanding, with that way of thinking, our minds create Tmurais, exchanges and substitutes, confusions, bilbulim and chilufim and tmurus, all kinds of exchanges and substitutions take place. Ad kidei kach, that we understand. We're thinking, what do you mean? You're telling me that Hitler Yimach Shemai was he didn't exist. So when the tzaddikim say, and the Svarim HaKadoshim tells, Yishmorel Tmurosoi Shel Avraham. Well, let's take those words. It's another one of the Tmuris. Yishmorel is the exchange of Avraham. What does that mean? Does it mean that Yishmael was a great guy? Does it mean that Yishmael was somebody that contributed to civilization? We see the payers of Yishmael's contributions. So, what does it mean? Yishmael is the tmura of Avraham Avinu. It means that every single midah ra, listen carefully, every bad midah, every bad characteristic in the world is in truth a distortion, a bilble, and a confusion of a midah taiva. The etzema of Yishmael was the chesed of Avraham Avinu. Yishmael's heart was bursting with emotion and with love, exploding with emotion and with love. But Yishmael, since we have choice, we have free choice in this world, Yishmael chose to exchange the toiv of Avraham. He looked at himself. Let's imagine Yishmael, how he saw himself. Yishmael saw himself as a parada, as a wilder mensch. He saw he was a wilder mensch. He saw that he was a wild man. He saw that he had uncontrollable desires. Uncontrollable desires. And there's no question that in Cheder, that his Rebbe told him, Igbal Taiva. And his parents told him, Igbal Taiva. And everywhere he went, he's Igbal Taiva. And he went on all the horrible sites on the internet. And he bought all kinds of bad books and magazines. Right? Yishmael. And he did worse than that. When he read stuff and he saw on the machine, on the computer, he went afterwards to do all kinds of bad things. Kiddur. That was Yishmael. And what does the Torah teach us who Yishmael was? A tmura of Avraham Avinu. He wasn't be'etzem evil. Essentially, he had the heart of his illustrious father. He had the heart and the energy and the power and the love of his father. Our elders are called powerful people. A sonei olam. Sometimes you have what they call a person with the name Eitan. Avraham Avinu was called Eitan Hezrachi. Eitan, strong. A sonei olam. The Kohen Reb Tzadok writes in the Sikkur Tzadok that they were the biggest Bali Taiva, the others. The biggest Bali Taiva. A sonei olam. Tishrei is called Yerach A son. The Chazal say, because that's when the others were. The others were big, big Bali Taiva. Passionate people. Big Bali Taiva. They would have been thrown out of every yeshiva, you understand? If any of you here have ever been thrown out of yeshiva, don't feel bad, because there's no question that Avraham Avinu would not have been able to stay in yeshiva. They were not conventional people. They were not conventional people. They were Esanim, they were strong people. Yishmael had koiches rolling around inside of him. He had his father's koiches. The choices that he made was zetach hazeh. It's very sad. He made tmuros. Tmuros. He made exchanges in life. And the exchanges he made was, what am I going to do with this energy that I have? What am I going to do with this emotion that I have? What am I going to do with the passion that I have? And he did things that were not good. And there's no question that when he sat down on a Wednesday afternoon between 3 and 3:45, and he spoke to his therapist, that the therapist didn't know what to do with it. Maybe you're not so bad. You didn't kill anybody for the last 2 days. You're not so bad. You stay home. You were with your wife. You didn't go to other people for the last week, right? So Yishmael said, right. So he said, you see that? You could do it, Yishmael. You could do it. And then he went out and he did it. He did every affair in the world. Even as a Kabbalah we have from Chazal, that at the end of his life he did Shuvah. Shuvah means to return to the truth. His life was a life of tmuras. Yishmael is the tmura of Avraham Avinu. He's not essentially evil either. It's a tmura, it's a distortion of the love that Avraham Avinu had. He distorted it. He brought it into the confusion of his life, and a cholent was concocted, pulling from here and from here and from there. And what he came up with, the conclusion that he came up with, is that I'm ra, I'm bad. And everybody told him, you're bad, you're schlecht, you're bad. And he was bad. And he lived a life that was like a bit. Every bad mida is a misinterpretation of a good mida. It's a mistake in how to understand the good mida. It's a tmura of a mida ta'ila. This is what we see in Torah. This is in the writings of the Ari HaKadosh. This is in the writings of the Ramak. This is in the writings of the Vilna Gaon and the Talmid Rosh Hashanah. Every bad mida is a tmura of ta'if. It's an exchange, a substitute of ta'if. I'm not going to talk now about Amalek. I know some of you are thinking, what's Amalek? There's a Metzias Evra. It's an important discussion. Closer to Purim, it'll fit in Mitzvah Shem. We'll talk about it. But right now, we're not going to talk about it. It's also Adeliyada ben Aram al-Baruch Mordechai is all about this. Adeliyada ben Aram al-Baruch Mordechai, on the deepest level, there's no difference between Mordechai and Aram, on the deepest level. When a person comes to that, to das, to true knowledge, and then if I'm Purim taking a drink is in a certain way to wipe out the chitzonius way of looking at the world. When a person comes to true knowledge, he comes to a nekuda where even between Mordechai and Haman, there's no true difference. Haman's a distortion of Mordechai, of the same koiches, the same type. On Purim, a person could come to such a madrig. And Purim is Yom Kippur. See, Yom Kippur, you throw the Seal Azazel and you're saying there's no Ra. Throwing the Seal Azazel off the mountain means finished. There is no real Ra. And after Yom Kippur, for a moment, at the end of Yom Kippur, a person can text Hashem Elokim. Listen to this sentence from Rabbi Nosson. And these are Yesaidis that are going to work on a lot more about Hashem. Whoever learned the writings of Rabbi Nachman Ibn Nosson have heard the term Heichale Hatmuris, the chambers of exchanges. There's an Indian Kabbalah, it's called Heichale Hatmuris, where switches are taking place in the islanders, in our brains. There are switches, there are things, exchanges that are made. When did that begin? When did things begin to get exchanged? So Ibn Nosson says, by the chait, by the sin of Adam HaRishon, by the chait of Adam HaRishon, sha'ochel me'eis adas toiv v'ra, the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Good and evil doesn't mean there's a department of good and there's a department of evil. It means where there's good and evil that are circulating, that are moving around, that are beginning to schmooze with each other, that are beginning to be exchanged and switched and substituted. Eating from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, where good itself is substituted by evil, and then you can make a mistake and instead of seeing the good in something, instead of seeing the good in yourself, you see bad. That began with the tree of knowledge. The lahat ha-cherev ha-misapeches, when Adam and Chava had to run out, nabach like vagabonds, that they had to run out, they were chased out of Gan Eden. So Hashem placed there the kruvim, those frightening kruvim. Malach ha-chabola, Rashi says, mechablim, chabola means like terrorists. They stood there, and they were holding the lahat ha-cherev ha-misapeches, a revolving sword, a fiery sword that was revolving. Mishapeches means exchanges, mishapeches, transformations. Shehu b'chinas heichole hatmurus, it doesn't say. This is the b'china of what? Heichole hatmurus. This was the beginning of the chamber of exchanges. He goes right to Mishom Nimshochen Mechinas Hachalifin Vatmurus Sheba Oilam, and from that sin of Adam, who imagined that he could be like God, who listen to the snake, who listen to that voice outside of himself. Whenever you listen to a voice outside of your deepest self, we don't know anymore who's inside, who's outside. We'll talk about that. But when you listen to the voice of the snake outside of yourself, inside yourself, it's Kodesh Gator. Eitzachai. When you listen to the sound outside yourself, Seven Lesson says, and Yishon Nimshach and Mechinas HaChalif and Vatmur Mishaba Elam. I then began all of the Chalif and all of the exchanges and all the Tmuris, the substitutions and exchanges Shaba Elam. Shem Yishon Ikir Achizas HaSitra Achra Chas V'Shalom. And from there, the Sitra Achra, the other side, has taken hold of the world. It became again. The Ra didn't come like that. The world from Shemayim doesn't come Ra. From Shemayim is Kulei Toiv. Just like me and you are Kulei Toiv. If we're Kulei Toiv, then how can people get to say, yeah, you did this, you did that, you did this, you did that? Ra doesn't come down from Shemayim. When it enters into the world of human beings who have free choice, so there are tmuris, there are exchanges that are made. And it's all from the Kech HaMedama, the imagination. And from here is the Iker Golus, the main cause of exile of the Jewish people as a people, Bechlal u'Befrat, and as individuals. Before Adam and Chava ate from the tree, this one looks in the Rambam. We look in the Rambam in Ma'ariv Avuchim. We spoke about this a little bit in the past. Before Adam and Chava ate from the tree, they saw the true Metzius. And therefore everything was able to be seen with Pnimius Abina, which divided the entire world into Emes and Sheker. The Metzius. Emes and Sheker. It's not a matter of opinion. Emes and Sheker. It's either true or it's false. So, not the Demyonis. Or the Yeh or the name. Not the Demyonis. Not mixtures. Not substitutes. It looks good, but it's not. Like the look on every food says all natural ingredients, and like as you're finishing, you're already on the ground calling the doctor help. You know, it says all natural ingredients. You know, you just came out from the Chinese restaurant, and the guy told you all natural ingredients. So this, and your natural life is ebbing away with every bite that you take of all natural ingredients. It's not that it looks good; it's supposed to be good. What do you think of this candidate or of that candidate? What do you think? What's your opinion of this or of that? Before the chayt is emes and shek. Before the chayt is emes and shek. Make no difference. It made no difference how much you campaigned or whether your husband was once president. It made no difference. It was either emes or shek. Thus is this. The real metzius. What Rabbi Nosson is saying is that as a result of chait, as a result of sin, how that happened is not for now. As a result of the chait, as a result of man tasting of that tree of confusion and of substitutes, Adam and Chava entered into the frightening Gehenna that we're living in right now. That's called Heichalei HaTmuris, the Chamber of Exchanges. Liyais Ke'elokim. And all of a sudden a human being thinks he could be like God. A human being. A finite flesh and blood has demyonis, Avelokus. Demyonis. But then this is, there's something very godly about a person. But when it's seen in a perverted, distorted way, through the eyes of Chitzanias Habina, in the world of the revolving sword of flame. So the person now no longer sees the world as Emes and Sheker, but now it's a question of Tov and Ra, good and evil. Eitz Hadas, Tov v'Ra. There was no Ra in the world, it was Emes and Sheker. But now it becomes a world of Tov and Ra. And therefore the picture of the world changes completely. Adam and Chava introduced into a lebedik, a beautiful world, a horrible thing that's called death. Death. Death which emes, emes doesn't exist. There is no death. In Pnimius, there's nothing emes. And Adam and Chava introduced the Yom HaCholchem Yemen and Mais Thomas. When you eat from the tree, Mais Thomas, of course they didn't die, Mukhan and Rabban explains. They became those who could die, but they brought death into the world. They brought death into the world, that concept, which is a perverted concept of Metzius. It's a lie. It's a distortion of Metzius. And Adam and Chava brought that into the world. Instead of seeing a world where Kel Chai B'Kirbeinu, instead of seeing a world that's filled with life, so Adam and Chava brought death into the world. There's a story in the Sipur HaMaaseis that if you want to learn this on a deeper level, this Indian, you have to learn this story. Mr. Shem at some point will do that, but not now. The story of the Ben Melech, of the prince, and the Ben Shivcha, the son of the king and the son of the maidservant, that were exchanged. There's a whole story. A very, very deep and amazing story on this inyan of the exchange. The opening sentence is frightening. Let me share with you the opening sentence of the story. It's a long story. It's still going on. I mean, if you look there, you'll see. But you can't even, you can't learn it without some explanation. It's very hard. The opening sentence. I mean, of course it was said in Yiddish. I'm reading from the Lashon HaKodesh. Ma'isa b'melech echad shahaisa shivcha achas b'beis. It was a ma'isa b'melech echad. Melech echad. Of a one king. Ma'isa b'melech echad. One king. That's the truth. Ma'isa b'melech echad. So far, so good. Ma'isa b'melech echad. Shahaisa shivcha achas b'beis. There was a certain maid that was working in his house, a shivcha. Shahaisa shivcha achas b'beisoy. Shahaisa mishameshes es hamalcha. This maidservant, this shivcha, she was waiting upon the queen. She was attending the queen. That was her job. V'igiyazman leidosa shel hamalcha v'gam hashivcha. Now, it's very nice, it happened, that the queen and the shivcha, the queen and her maid, were both expecting the same time, and they gave birth the same time, the same day. The queen and the shivcha gave birth the same time. Mazel tov. So what happened? Higiyaz man leidasa ba'isa eis. They gave birth the same time. Now in the palace, there are all kinds of interesting characters. Sayyid Nachman says that there was a Mieladis over there. There was a Mieladis, a midwife. There was a midwife in the past. The midwife was in charge over there. V'holcha ha-Mieladis v'echlifa ha-Vladis. Oy, the Mieladis. This midwife went and she exchanged the babies. She switched the babies. It's every parent's horror. Now, before the kid is out, they already staple him with tags and stuff, right? Because they've been meistered like this. My mother always tells them meistered happened back in the 50s with somebody, one of her friends, and they found, you know, like a half hour later, but there was something that could have happened. So what? Holcha mieladis v'echlifa havladis. The mieladis went, the midwife went, and she switched the babies. The ben melech and the ben shivcha. Why? Why did she do that? She had a very good reason. L'man tira ma yitzmach mizeh. That's all. She wanted to see what will come from this. This is really an interesting experiment. Just for kicks. For kicks. Just to see ma yitzmach mizeh. What's going to come out from this? Ve'ech yipol hadavah. And how will this end up? How will it end up? And the story is the story. the story until finally the Ben Melech from the beginning fell, even though he was living with the Shivcha, he was living with the lowest people in the lowest life, but there was something royal inside of him. He couldn't stop it. And the Ben Melech wasn't his fault, but the Ben Melech, who's posing as the Ben Melech, who's really Ben Shivcha, there was things in him that were low and disgusting. As much as he tried to make believe that he was a Ben Melech, I mean, he thought he was a Ben Melech. I mean, eventually, of course, the story is Hafletic. It's the story of the world, story of life. All evil in the world comes as a result of the switching, of the exchanging of these babies. And who I think is the Ben Melech is the Ben Shivcha, and I think is the Ben Shivcha is the Ben Melech. The bilbul between the Yetzer, between Toiv and Ra, Yetzer, the Nefesh Elokis, Nefesh Bahamas. Nefesh Elokis, Nefesh Bahamas, the whole Sefer Tanya is built on this Yisoid, or the Sron HaGadosh. Therefore we find that when Mashiach comes, which is the end of the story, don't skip when you read that story at the end. You know, like sometimes I like to see what happens at the end, because if you skip to the end, then it doesn't make any sense. It's the same as with anything that's real. Of course, the end of the story is Mashiach. What's going to be when Mashiach comes? It's another Rabbi Nachman said that there's not going to be any war at the end. He already knows there's not going to be. It's not going to be a milchama. Tefillah is the klei zedus of Mashiach, which the Rebbe says in the second Torah. Tefillah davening. There won't even be one bullet shot. My friend Yosef Kadunim, our friend Yosef Kadunim, has a son. Afilu yiriya achas. Not even one bullet has to be shot. If there were true evil, it would have to be shot. Again, I'm not talking about a Malik now. If there were true evil, then there would have to be bullets shot. What's Mashiach going to do? Mashiach is going to be able to tear away the delusion, the lie, all the bilbulim, all the confusion, all the imposters, all the make-believe, all the dinyanis, to pull off of peace the peel and the filth of war, to pull off of life the peel and the filth of death, to pull off of wisdom the peel and the filth of stupidity. Baharisha of Ara Kula Kaoshan Tichla. Kaoshan, like smoke. We say in Kippur Yoshan. Kaoshan Tichla. Umemshelas Azodain Tavim and Ha'aretz. Like smoke. It just dissipates. All the demyainas. At the end of the story of the exchanged children, at the end of that story, when the lie and the delusion and the dimion has been ripped away, Ben Melech is a Ben Melech. He was always a Ben Melech. You saw in him signs that if you would have looked carefully, you would have seen that he was really a Ben Melech. If you would have looked carefully at Yishmael, you would have seen that he was truly Avraham. If we would have looked carefully at Esau, we could have found Yitzchak. And at the end of the story, there's an unbelievable nigun that's played. Again, you have to see the story. When I get a nigun nifla, but the instrument starts to play on its own, and everything moves into the right place in the garden. Everything goes back into its place. The statue of the king, and Melech Shalom Shalom, it's Mashiach. And everything starts to go back into its right place. And all of it happens all of what happens at the end with the Sheshana, with the rose that's on the floor, that's on the ground, and it's lifted up. And the Sheshana is Knesset Yisrael, K'Sheshana ben Achoichem, K'en Nayosi ben Abonis, K'Sheshana ben Achoichem. And the rose is lifted up. Mashiach comes, the rose will be lifted up. Because then each and every one of us will understand how beautiful we always were. How beautiful we always were. And that what we thought that wasn't beautiful, we imagined ourselves to be bad, and therefore we acted in ways that were bad, but it's not really who we were. And to understand the amitas, the truth, the emes, of the chayim, of the beauty, of the ben melech, of each and every Jew. That's the end, and then the niggun starts to play on its own. The world is filled with music. When everything comes together, the niggun starts to play. The niggun of David HaMelech, the niggun of Tshuva, the niggun of Mashiach Tzidkenu. Let's read together this piece from Rav Kook. This is in Eretz HaKodesh, Chelek Beis, page 504. Chelek Beis, Eretz HaKodesh, Tov Kuf Dal. And it's very, very hard to translate Rav Kook. So it's an inaccurate, what I'm going to do is not accurate, I'm just trying together to get a basic understanding of what the tzaddik is saying. Kfi ha'aitem ha'gufani. Because of the covering, otem means something that covers, blacks. Something that's blacking, it's an obstruction. In proportion to and because of the item hagufani of this blockage, this the obstruction of physical life, the obstruction of physical existence, kacha ein adam yochal lishayv nachas v'tanchumim, because of that a person finds himself incapable of drawing lishayv nachas, I don't have to translate nachas and tanchumen and comfort. May ha'asid ha'mu'usha shel ha'ol, from the future joy and perfection of the world. Because of the blockage and the obstruction of the Gehenna we're living in, we can't take an advance. We can't draw from the osed hamu'usha, from the future glory and joy of the world. Ulefi ha'pirud ha'nafshi, and because of this, because of the inner gullus, dispersion, fragmentation, brokenness, einen yochalochush, a person can't feel, in while he's living in a world that looks like Gehenna. And then he can't feel the Oysher Ha'asid, the great joy that's coming up, the Oysher Ha'asid. Now look what the tzaddik says. Ki be'emes, I want to do this together. Ki be'emes, Rav Kook says, be'emes, truthfully. The truth is all of the beauty and all of the joy is right now. Because the godly light, the light of Hashem, it is always complete and good. It is always b'miluoi mole. It's completely activated. The tuvai, and completely good, right now. How could this be? Right now, right? I didn't pay my bills. Right now, I got this Indian. I got that Indian. I got a backache. I got a toothache. I got this kid with this. I got this with that. I got. The world this world, and lamalamenu, and above it, meaning inside of it, deeper than it, higher than it, if you can look that way, which we're going to try to work on. Hakol me'ushar, hakol tov. Hakol me'ushar, everything is good. Hakol tov, me'ushar, joy, tov, good. Hakol me'ushar, hakol tov. Rav Kook doesn't understand. How could you not be filled with joy? The yala is in happiness. Kol yesh, everything that exists, beroiv ha'oinig, with the greatness of delight. Beroiv ha'toiv, with the abundant goodness. Shekol mashu chutzloi, because anything that you see that is, that appears to you, that looks to your eyes like it's not good, that's not in that rive einig and rive hatoiv and everything, but it's outside. And seems to be lacking all toiv. It's nothing but a garlic peel. Klipas Hashum. Thus is this. It's just a peel. It's a peel. But you, all that you're getting, all fahits the bad. All that looks like it's bad, all that looks like it's Gehenna, he says, Eina nechshav ela leklipas Hashum le'efes mamash. Klipas Hashum le'efes mamash. We have to try our best to lift ourselves up to such a way of seeing. Such a way of seeing. Rav Kook's name means to see. Kook means to look, to see. The gamze, and even that, he says, look what he calls it. Hayesh hadimyoni. Hayesh hadimyoni. Imaginary yesh. The imaginary reality. Let's remind ourselves again, as Yontif is slipping away those last few minutes, right, tomorrow, Rebbe, we have to go back to the real world. The real world. What's the real world? Tomorrow's the real world. The subway and the city and the people and the this and the that, and it's the real world. All of that Rav Kook calls Hayesh HaDemyoini. Hayesh HaDemyoini. The Gamzeh Hayesh HaDemyoini. Meshul ha'atayif, even the imaginary reality, which is empty of good, Gehenna. Meshul ha'atayif. Einai ki imnoisei lahavlotas or ha'atayif. It's only a background upon which God is painting the infinite good, the light of good. It's a background, it's the canvas, zeh. Meaning, the ruach yoseh boileit. If you have good eyes, you can see the good even more powerfully. That it's on the black background of Gehenna. Yoyser Chosn v'yoyser Ra'anan. More vibrant and more powerful, more alive and more vibrant. Therefore, the Avinezer, Chusei Yelena, the Avinezer said, It's printed in the back of the Or HaMeir from Rav Zev Zhitama. Rav Nezer said, Harav HaKadosh Rav Zev Mizhitama. He says, the Rav HaKadosh Rav Zev from Zhitama, the author of the famous Sefer Or HaMeir, Harav HaKadosh Rav Zev Mizhitama, Omar B'Zeh HaLosh. The Rav Nezer quotes Rav Zev Zhitama. What did the Tzaddik of Zev say? Listen to this. One sentence. He said a lot of stuff. The Abinezer quotes this sentence. Kasha Yehudi Yachzom HaTfila. When a Yid will be coming back from Shul. Vatalis Vatfilin Diyada. Holding his Talis and Tfilin. Now, I want to say what that means right away is that Not that you have it in one of these new sacks that they made, but you have your tefillin in the bag that you're carrying on your shoulder. I never spoke about it in the shuls. It's not a proper way to carry your talisman tefillin, you know, with a strap. Carry it in your arm, even if it hurts. You carry your talisman tefillin in your arm. Or you put it someplace. We don't carry it like you're carrying your lunch. They made a new thing with the strap. I'm not saying it's an issa, although I heard that the Shem Talib of Rosner said it's a bizoin, that he saw people carrying talisman tefillin in a bag with a strap, like that. That it should be more comfortable. You shouldn't have to hold it. There's nothing that's sweeter in the world than a Jew holding his talisman tefillin. Right? Even if it's like the quarter of one in the afternoon if you're driving through Borough Park or Innsbruck. Is Bekashi Yehudi Achzim at Tefillah v'talisman tefillin b'yodai? When a Jew was walking back from shul, carrying his talisman tefillin, V'yayiru Einav. I haven't had a chance like that. V'yayiru Einav. His eyes will light up. He will see. Ya'iru Einav means, the author of the Or HaMeir said this, Ya'iru Einav, he'll be able to see differently. Ya'iru Einav. Lahavdu, when someone wasn't able to see properly, and they gave him, you know, good glasses or contact lenses, Lahavdu. Or even more than that, someone that wasn't able to see v'chlal, Hashem Yerachem, and then was operated and was able to see. The last three words, Yeda Shabba Mashiach. He should know that Mashiach has arrived. So he says, Yeda Shabba Mashiach. Then he will know that Mashiach has arrived. Mashiach doesn't have to fire any bullets. He doesn't have to drop any atom bombs. He doesn't have to kill, he doesn't have to destroy. He's going to pull away the lie. And we're going to walk home with Talisman Tefillin. Whatever, that's a dinyan, of course, whatever a person is doing. He just gives that description, it's so sweet. Wherever a Jew is, someone's walking back. And it's another hard day, you know. He has to face another difficult day. He's thinking, oh, I gotta have this appointment, I have that appointment, and he's gotta get on the train, and he's got all kinds of things going on, and he's schlepping with Talisman Tefillin. And all of a sudden, Rebbe Thomas says, all of a sudden, Ya'iru Einav. His eyes open up, and he sees. Ya'idah Shabbat Mashiach. That's when Mashiach, that's what it's going to be like. Like we spoke about Shabbos, Ani Yosef. Ya'idah Shabbat Mashiach. It's not going to be like we think, like all of a sudden, like Ya'iru Einav, he's going to see. Like we spoke about last time, he's going to see. Remember, Yom Hadin, Yom Teichecha, because the brothers, when Yosef said, "I'm Yosef," no, oh, no, we didn't understand. We misinterpreted reality. That's what the brothers said. We got it wrong. And Ya'iru Einav, there might be initial pain and pachad. There's a moment of fear. But Yedesh Mashiach Bo. When the lie falls away, when the dimion falls away, when we're able to see the world, Be'emes, we're going to look at each other and see how good we are, how good the other one was all the years, and then we're going to get so red behind the ears and say, I said such bad things about that person. I said, the husband and wife are going to look at each other. Everybody can look at the world in such a way. Yedesh Mashiach Bo. It's not with bombs and not with all these kind of things and fancy special effects and all stuff. Ya'ir Einav. He's walking back with a thousand film. Yedesh Mashiach Bo. That's when Mashiach is here. When we can see the Metzias. When all of the Ra goes like the garlic peel on the floor. And we see the Tov that was always there. That we didn't understand, we didn't appreciate, we imagined. Toy Vera, Allah, the Chevam, Sapechesh, Hey Choli Hatmuris, the Ben Melech, the Ben Shifch, the Ben Shifch, the Ben Melech. This one loves me, this one doesn't love me, sometimes loves me, loves me in a way that's not there. All of these Hey Choli Hatmuris, crazy. We should be Zeichen not just to talk about it, we should be Zeichen to see it because of Mamas.